Okay.
Okay.
Are you keeping up with Cardi stuff, right? Don't look back.
Bank of Cardiff, this is Peter. How may I help you?
Yes, I have Michelle here on the line. She's the owner of Blossom Colors Painting, Inc. Said that they can use an additional $30,000 to $50,000 to purchase a new truck and for advertisement.
Perfect. One second. Did you say 30 to 50?
Yes, that's correct.
And it's Blossom Paint?
Blossom Colors Painting.
Blossom Color. Perfect. All right, I'll take it from here now. Thank you. Hey, Michelle, this is Pete from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing right now?
I'm busy. I'm actually trying to get something accomplished here because I haven't been in the office all day, but
yeah.
I don't answer her. She's not going to stop calling me.
I got you. Totally understand. Just real quick, I wanted to grab your phone number just in case the line gets disconnected.
305-525-7537.
Perfect. Where are you calling from? Or where are you located?
Miami.
How's the weather right now? Beautiful.
It's chilly, but good.
It's not
beautiful. It looks ugly. It looks like New York, but it's not New York.
I gotcha. Yeah, we're out here in San Diego, so it's pretty nice out here right now today. It's like 75, 80 degrees.
San Diego, California?
Mm-hmm.
Right down San Diego, where is it at?
Southern California.
In California, right? Yeah,
yep.
I thought so.
Beautiful. So I was told, you know, you're looking for a new truck and to do some advertising, correct?
Yeah, a van actually, not a truck. I just said truck because that was the first word that came out of my mouth.
I got you. So what do you guys do at Blossom Color Paint? Do you do houses, you know, cars, or for the most part?
I do buildings.
Buildings, okay.
I don't do houses. I do buildings. I do houses, but very seldom.
Okay, so it's a mostly commercial, Ed?
Yes.
I got you.
I try to avoid houses.
Yeah, it's not a good margin in there. What's the reason specifically?
It's not the margin, just people don't like paint.
I got you.
It's a headache.
What are you on right now as far as collections from your customers? You're net 30 or net 60? How do you get paid?
It doesn't really, it all depends on the work. I could get 20, like I could get 40, like I could get 50. I have like 3 jobs I'm doing at the same time. I don't have a set salary here with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I just, thank God, I keep busy.
Cash flows all over the place. I got you.
Not all over the place, but it's good.
good. So tell me a little bit about the van that you're looking into. Is this new or used?
No, I'm going to get a used van. I don't want to put employees working on new vans, you know? It's going to be a rather new but used van.
Okay. So maybe
remember, I do painting.
Old.
I'm not riding around looking cute. Probably 5. If I can find something in the 2014, 15, or 12, that's the lowest I'd want to go. 12 and up.
12. Okay, no, that's a very good, you know, benchmark there. If you got something that's too old, you might be, you know, investing in something that's more.
Yeah, then I'm gonna be worrying about. Yeah, sending it to the mechanic every day is a headache.
Yeah, exactly.
I already have a truck that I've had for a long time, and man, I think I spend more money on the truck than I did on buying the truck.
Yep. And that's exactly what we don't want to happen here. So are you working with a vendor that you worked with before, or is this from a private party?
Well, no, I'm going to buy it. I don't know yet. I haven't really done the... I've looked at a few places, but I'm not doing... Since I'm not ready to buy it, I'm not doing it right now. But I've always, you know, back and forth found out about it. It all depends. I've seen people selling it, and then I've seen the dealers. But I think I'm probably going to get it from a dealer because... realistically, it's a better deal with the dealer than it is in the streets. You're gonna be able to get warranty on it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you definitely want to have that peace of mind when you're working with, you know, a vendor.
Yeah,
rather
because
than
it's an investment. So since it's an investment, I think I'm gonna end up going that way.
Exactly. And, you know, if it costs a little bit more, it's, you know, it's on the business, whatever. You'll make the cost up. How much were you looking to spend, though? What are you budgeting for on the van?
I don't know. The van can go from, I say 10 G's easily.
10K.
A van that year, you're looking at 8, 10 plus. You got a tag, you got to pay, you know, the taxes of the dealer. You know what I mean? So you're going to spend.
Of course.
The van itself, you know, it can come out to like 13, 14 grand.
So anywhere between 10 and 15, you're budgeting for.
Yeah, for the van, yeah. And then I want to do a little bit of advertisement. A few things I want to get together. I mean, there's a few things I'm interested in doing if I do decide to get a loan.
Yeah.
Because I got to think about the interest rate of what I'm getting the loan on as well. That's very important to me, the interest rate, all the details to getting a loan.
Yeah, of course. So kind of to just give you a little bit of a background, so basically we do equipment financing and working capital. They're two different programs. The equipment financing, which we would be using for the van, is, you know, something you're probably pretty used to, typical, you know, 5-year term or, you know, 4-year term, something a little longer, monthly payments, interest rates, you know, pretty low, depending on credit for the most part. But it's basically like you're going to buy a car. No secrets there. So are you looking for, you know, about a 60-month term?
Probably, but what's the interest rate? What is the interest rate you guys have?
It all depends on credit, honestly, Michelle. So, you know, it's hard to give you a quote, but, you know, what's your credit look like, personal credit?
Yeah, but that's the thing. I don't want you to go into my personal credit. I think I'm going to wait a little bit because my business is now, I started working on the business credit.
I'm probably going to wait
because I don't want to have to. I bought myself a truck for me, for the business, and I'm creating my business credit now. So I can wait a little longer to get the van because it's not a hurry thing that I need. So I don't want to use my personal credit because I'm tired of putting myself
it
forward. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, this actually doesn't go on your personal credit. It's, you know, we look into it and base it off of it, but this actually all goes on the business, so it's really good that it actually helps grow your business's credit by taking one of these business loans.
Oh, I know. I've already started that. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
So maybe I'm going to wait a little longer because I have a vendor that I pay a lot of money to monthly, and that, you know, we're all working to build the credit of the business now. So maybe I'll wait a little longer because my interest rate is going to be better if my credit is stronger.
That is true, but for the most part here, it's actually pretty nice because we get to, if once all we need is an application, Michelle, and, you know, a couple other pieces of information, but we can turn around and get you numbers within about 24 hours. So it's hard for me to give you an interest rate right off the, you know, instantly, like here, without, you know, kind of going into any paperwork.
Let's do something. Send me your info by email.
Exactly.
And let me review it.
Perfect. I just kind of want to answer
my email address.
What is it?
Yeah. blossomcolors@gmail.com.
Perfect. I wanted to ask a couple other questions here just concerning the capital. Have you done a working capital loan before?
I haven't done any loan before.
Oh, okay.
Not with my business.
So the way the
my, I mean, I bought my truck, and that's about it. I'm not doing any. I haven't done any loans on my business.
Okay. Well, just to give you a quick rundown, working capital is actually based off of the gross annual sales for the business, instead of, you know, typical credit score. So what did you do in gross annual sales last year, just to give you a ballpark of what we could do for you?
I'm going to lie to you. I don't know. What was my gross annual sales last year?
Completely, you know, ballpark.
You know those things that the accountant gives us?
Yeah, like 200, you know, top line
and
revenue.
Our profit and loss.
Monthly.
Not really
profit
and loss.
You don't have one for the year, like at the end of the year?
Not the profit and loss,
well,
but the revenue in the beginning.
I don't know. You know, I wouldn't know. I don't even look at those things. Honestly, I don't have time. I don't have time for all that. I don't worry about it. As long as we don't stay broke, I'm happy.
I got you. What kind of advertising were you looking into? Direct mail or online or?
I want to finish doing my website. I haven't done my website. I started it, and then I had a problem with a guy, and he took it off, and then I got to get it back up.
So how much were you allocating for the website, capital-wise? You know,
I don't know. It's $1,000, $2,000. No, it's not that expensive.
Okay. So what other advertising were you looking at?
It's not that expensive.
Direct mail or?
This way. I don't know. I cannot tell you because I have to ask my accountant about that because I have a lot of numbers here. And I don't know which one it is. I got to look at which month. January through April. Well, January through April, I made $209,000.
Oh, perfect.
So, I mean, that's what we're looking at, income services expense, ordinary income expenses. All right, we have money.
Yeah, no,
we have money. Money comes through here. It's just, I don't know where, I've never had to worry about that, and I don't try to worry about it because we're not that big yet. So why think about it?
Well, you
when
know,
we don't think about it, it grows. When
if you're
start
doing
looking
about
at that every month, every year.
Well, you know, just from the figure you gave me from January to April, if you did 200,000, you know, it's pretty safe to assume that you're doing about 800K a year, just about.
I don't know. Probably.
Yeah, no. I just wanted to get a
some
little
months
bit of
good,
a
some months are bad.
But
I do two or three buildings a year, so or sometimes more. It all depends.
From kind of what are the numbers and kind of the information I'm getting, we could definitely get you that 30 to 50K. Are you know? I'm just trying to get the shopping list figured out here. If you're using 10 or 15 on the van,
I can't give you a shopping list because this is not something I have really sat down to.
I got you.
To do, I've thought about it. It's run through my head, but I haven't wanted to get a loan because I'm trying to get things established first. Before I can get a loan, because I think about how I'm going to pay that loan first, and interest rate matters a lot. So that's why I am building my own credit right now. You know, so I don't know if I should address it or not until I, you know, you got to give me some time. I'm really not into it right now, and I'm doing a contract, so my head isn't even where you're at.
Yeah, of course. What kind of time frame are you looking at? You want to do something this year? Maybe hold off till the end of the month.
How about the beginning of the year? Maybe next year in the beginning of the year we can, or maybe, who knows, maybe we can do it for December. Send me the info. Let me look at it. Let me think about it. Give me a week so I can look at it and talk to my sister because my sister runs my office. And I'll get back to you. Let me see your numbers. Let me see what interest rates, how it works. Let me see a table showing me what you guys do.
Okay, well, the interest rates, how that works with all the rates, is once we get an application, it only takes about 24 hours for underwriting to process it because it is based off of, you know, bank statements and the business history. So it, while I can't give you a number right off the top of my head right now or, you know, on the front side, once you get your information, the applications, it only takes, like I said, a day or two, and then I can get you some numbers, Michelle, and say, you know, this is going to be what you're approved for the truck or van. This would be your capital interest rate as well. If the numbers line up for you and they work, it works, and we can fund it for you in about a day or two. If it doesn't, you know, no harm, no foul. It doesn't really cost you anything. So that's pretty much how it works. It's hard to get you a number right off the front, but you know, we understand that's frustrating, so we try and do our best to get you a number in about a day or two. So it's a little bit different than a traditional bank, which will tell you, you know, I got here's your APR, but they won't get you approved for 30, 40 days. So this moves a little bit quicker, but it is a little bit harder to just spitball a number at you. But all we need is an application, a tax return, and a few months of bank statements so we can get you all those numbers in, you know, like I said, a day or two. But I'll give you some more information. You can check us out online. Do you have a LinkedIn, by the way?
Yes, I do.
Oh, perfect. I'll try and friend you on there. We like to connect with all of our customers, you know, so they can kind of get a better feel about what we're about. What's your last name, Michelle? Just
It's Vasuna, but I have my. I think my is my LinkedIn Michelle Vasuna. I don't remember. It might be in Palmer, which is my married name, but I'm separated, so.
Okay.
I mean, legally separated. And I shredded it. All right, I'm going to let you go. Send me the info because I got to finish this before 5 o'clock and it's 4:30.
All righty. Perfect, Michelle. It was good talking to you.
No, keep it just in case. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good afternoon.
You too. Take care.